If you look to your right,
yes.
No, a little bit further to your right.
Okay.
There's a Simply Sushi Cafe truck that claims to be the tastiest and freshest sushi. That's quite a claim.
It's, I got to tell you something. It's there my favorite truck.
Oh, is it your favorite truck?
Yeah, because it's got the Simply Sushi on board. And I will be honest with you, it really is that great.
There are a lot of people who claim to have the best sushi. It's like a disease in the Jewish world. I was just talking to somebody from Muncie the other day. They said, oh, our place has the absolute best. And I'm like, really? There can be that much of a difference when it comes to the quality of sushi? And apparently so, because Simply Sushi Cafe is the tastiest and freshest sushi. With that in mind, the owner of Simply Sushi is Chaim Goldman, and he's here to enjoy the Camp Hask Experience Day. Good morning. A pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Good morning. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. So what do you think of those who claim that they have the freshest and tastiest sushi?
Well, I respect their claim, but the truth is the truth. The proof
well,
is
you're
in the
ready
pudding.
To put, you're ready to slap it on the side of your truck. That's how sure you are about
I'm
it.
I'm very sure of it.
You have been at this for a long, long time. You have turned your business into such a staple in the Jewish community. When was the first time that you opened your first Simply?
18 years.
It's unbelievable.
No.
It's high.
That is a long to succeed in the food business in the Jewish world for 18 years is unfathomable.
Yeah.
So congratulations
thank
on that.
You, thank
and
you.
And your role here today, I'm assuming, is to roll some great sushi for everybody.
We brought some great sushi here today. We have a nice variety for everyone here at Hask. I love Hask. It's one of my favorite places. So, yeah, we brought a lot of stuff. We have wraps also. We have some salads. We brought some coffee. And one of the things I'm offering this summer upstate, and I don't know anyone on the East Coast who's offering, is we have kosher boba.
No.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
no way.
I have kosher boba, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, I'm sure at 9:05 you'll find out what kosher boba is.
All right. How many locations are you in now? Because every time I walk into a supermarket,
man.
It seems it's your name that's there in their sushi department.
So the truth is, I'd really have to sit here and count.
But
I have 16
it's around.
How's
how
that?
Many? 16?
I have 16 hashgachas. So I'm assuming I'm at least 16.
Is that enough
in
the
places.
Jewish world? 16 hashgachas. I know that's enough. You think one might suffice, right?
You would think, but every community has their own requirements. So I keep track of my hashgachas. I don't keep track of my stores.
But could you already be in 15, 20 places?
Yeah.
Baruch Which Hashem. Is remarkable.
Yeah. This. Yeah.
And by the way, what's the trend now? Because I noticed with you guys, everyone's making different things. And
boba.
I don't know what that is.
Boba is a tea, really. It's a bubble tea. The bubble tea, the bubble flavored tapioca
right.
pearls. So kosher-wise, there was a guy on the West Coast who had it. And then I found something, and I started doing it here this summer, and it's been super successful. So Baruch Hashem, and the boba's taken off up here in Monticello.
I guess that's the trend then.
In the sushi world, I have something new this summer that I haven't seen anyone do yet in the kosher world. It's the sushi hot dog.
Oh, I only saw it on Instagram.
I tell you, I saw it on Instagram, and I said I'm going to make my own.
And
I had it. It was so unbelievably phenomenal.
Oh.
I modified it a little bit. And no one knows about it. I've taken out ads. And we have like 12,500 Instagram followers. We have a big
right.
Instagram following. And I put it on Instagram. I don't know. It still hasn't hit yet, but I think it will hit. And once it hits, it's going to go.
Well, I'm stopping at you for dinner tonight.
Oh, please.
So
I'm going to make you, we're gonna
I'm
make
getting
you a
that
hot
dog.
Dog. Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting that dog.
Get the dog. Get
you
the
know
dog.
What
dog.
I like? I like the sushi burritos that people make. Do you make those burritos?
Of course. Yeah,
I love
sure.
those. Those are really good. A little duck
yeah.
sauce. Not duck sauce.
Duck
What's
sauce.
That sauce?
Duck
What's that sauce?
Sauce. Eel sauce.
No.
Eel sauce.
Yes, no, the red sauce. The spicy red sauce.
Sriracha.
You do not like sriracha.
The one that looks like duck sauce is called what?
There's nothing that
There's
looks like
There's a sushi
doesn't.
Sauce that
okay.
they have.
I think
sushi.
That's Chinese. I don't think that's...
Think
oh, that
Chinese.
Could be.
Yeah.
That could be. That could be a Chinese sauce.
I think this show has fallen off the rails.
No, not at all. Why would you say that?
No.
So everybody look for Simply Sushi. According to the people at Hask, you're an all-around great guy. That's something that we knew.
Yes.
But apparently, your generosity up here is very much appreciated.
That's your bio on our sheet.
They said all-around
great guy.
That's
okay,
so nice.
We'll put it on an all-around great guy. So where are you located in the mountains, just so that people know?
Monticello,
New York. 343
Amazing.
East Broadway, 845-791-9191.
Separate location, no supermarket? Or
this is not a this
wow.
is my first store ever.
A standalone,
and it's a full cafe. Personal pizzas, 12-foot sushi salad bar.
Open till what time?
We're open every night till 10, Thursdays till 11, and I have some great, amazing starters. If you come by tonight, you have to check out the New Orleans fries. You have to check out the mozzarella sticks. I have a Moz basket that sells like wildfire. And, of course, we have the boba and the sushi. of all my stores, this is my favorite.
Seating area?
Seating area outside, 90-plus seats.
Phenomenal.
I'm telling you right now, I'm Chaim, coming for dinner.
Chaim,
as the expression goes, I'm glad I ratted you.
You know, Nachum, I lived under you for 8.5 years.
Oh, that's right.
Years?
We did do this last
year. L201, you're right? And I know I'm not going to say
real
one.
What happens when Nachum drops his shoes?
No. Every morning when Nachum gets up at 5 o'clock, I get up at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
So I know Nachum well. I know your schedule well. And he's a great guy. He was a great neighbor.
Did you really hear me between 4 and 5 in the morning?
Not very often, but occasionally
I feel terrible.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you, Chaim.
So. All right, thank you
were right,
so much.
You were right, Reb Judy. He's an all-around good guy. You were right, Reb Judah.
All right,
thank you,
Chaim.
Shkaya Chaim, thank you so much.